Bro On's podcast.
Hello, Big B, is that you?
Oh, it's the G-Man. What's going on, man?
I'm shocked and horrified and flabbergasted. My guest has never been so flabbered.
Yeah.
Is it true? Don't laugh at me. This is deadly serious. I've heard a vicious, vicious rumour that this is the last Bro Ron show ever to be made.
Yep. Very last one.
You're joking.
Nope. This is it.
It can't be.
But it is.
Oh, God. Now I know how all those 70s kids felt when Bowie killed off Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah.
Oh, it can't be true. It can't be true. So, you and Little R are honestly packing it in and saying goodbye.
Yeah, I think Little R is moving to the Klondike.
He's always been a fan of chocolate bars, hasn't he?
Yeah. So you in a different place with that than I was going to go.
He does like a chocolate bar in some strange places. The things he's shown me to do with the Klondike bar, bloody hell. Anyway, I'm losing track already. It's 'cause I'm heartbroken. I'm grieved by the loss of this wonderfully mad show. I mean, where am I going to get my stupid news from now? You're the world centre for stupid news. Where else on earth am I going to find my stupid news from?
That's a good question.
Oh, I know. The BBC.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
The Beige Broadcasting Corporation here in jolly old England. Hooray. Hooray for the BBC.
Pip,
old chap. Telly-ho. Telly-ho, old bean. But, yes, actually, sorry, I'm just wiping my tears away here. I'm going to miss you guys so much, I really am. But I did say, didn't I say to you on the last show, those warrants are going to catch up with you sooner or later?
Yeah, that's the reason Little R is leaving. He's figuring he can escape before they come and arrest me. But, you know, I can't really get away. And what's it going to be like for a blind guy in prison?
Exactly. I mean, I couldn't really see a way out of that for you, and I don't think you can either.
No, that's true.
But, do you know, I think I'm going to have to go and have a good cry. I'm going to miss you guys so much. I'm going to miss you guys so, so much. I can't bear it. I can't bear it. Oh, no, I can't bear it. Oh, that reminds me. Are you still on the line, Big D?
Yes.
Or have you gone off masturbating again?
Oh, only in your tears.
Thank you. Well, it's provided a bit of salty lubrication for you anyway. But I've got some good news. I've got some very good news for you and Little R and the listeners.
I can't wait.
Well, you know, for the last couple of years since the wonderful British government have sliced my benefits in half,
yeah.
And I'm now having to live in a cardboard box under the canal bridge.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't eat or nothing. I'm having to siphon the goodness out of dog turds. It's terrible. But I've finally found some wonderful people at NASA have took great, great pity on me and have offered me the opportunity of gainful employment.
Oh, sweet. You get to work for NASA?
I'm going to work for NASA. Yes, I'm going to be an astronaut.
Yeah.
G-Man the astronaut, I'm going up. It's the pink custard mission. It takes off from Cape Canaveral this Saturday. I'm flying over tonight. And we're taking off from Cape Canaveral this Saturday. And we go into Mars. And it was inspired, actually, the mission, the pink custard space mission, was inspired by the recent actions of that wonderful entrepreneur and philanthropist and good-looking wanker, Elon Musk.
Oh,
you know Elon Musk, when the entrepreneur and philanthropist and well-known wanker, when he launched the Tesla car to Mars, the people at NASA thought, we've got to keep up with this, we can't let him steal off under. So we're going to get that British spastic, the G-Man, to go and fly up for us and hopefully discover if there is in fact life on Mars.
That sounds pretty interesting, especially the pink custard part.
I'm going to go up. And I'm going to go up and I'm going to see if there is in fact life on Mars.
If there's life on Mars, let us know, because that way we can get there as soon as possible.
Well, I would do, because I have heard that it's quite good for blind people there. The blind people access and the wheelchair access up there is second to none. But do you know why it's called? It's called the Pink Custard Mission. Do you know why that is?
Why is that?
The specialists at NASA suspect that there is in fact a race of Martians on Mars. When they ejaculate, instead of producing semen, they produce pink custard.
There will be a lot of yoga nuts that will be looking to go to Mars.
Yeah, well, that's what we're hoping to, you know. First of all, we want to use the publicity of the mission to, you know, raise awareness and make history and, you know, for an interstellar flight. And second of all, we're hoping the tourism will be a great, great boon.
I tell you this right now. If you bring all that tourism to Mars and I get there and there's somebody in my fucking handicapped parking spot, I'm going to be pissed.
And, well, we're going to get one for you. We're going to get a special handicap space for you. And instead, in the handicap space, you know where they paint the wheelchair and the person sitting in the wheelchair in the middle of it? Well, for you, we're just going to have a man. We're going to have a blind man with a stick, with his cock in one hand and his blind man cane in the other. And that's Big D's designated, dedicated parking spot. How about that?
That sounds good.
Wonderful stuff. Well, I wish yourself and my boothing little R the best in your future endeavors, and I'll send you a postcard from Mars, you sexy bastard.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Bye for now, chaps. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Bro Rods Podcast.
You pair are a couple of idiots.
Someone posted something, and I disagree. So clearly that post was directed at me. And now it's Butthurt to the rescue. Butthurt to the rescue. Butthurt to the rescue. I'm offended, and you should be too. I spend all day on Facebook scrolling. Everybody knows that I'm just trolling. Looking for a reason to get upset. And fight the strangers on the internet. And then it's Butthurt to the rescue. Butthurt to the rescue. Butthurt to the rescue. I'm offended, everyone should be too. Well, be careful of how you express your beliefs, or you're gonna get busted by the Butthurt police. Like Nancy Grace, they're always on your case, always feening for a fix of fresh outrage. And then it's Butthurt to the rescue. Butthurt to the rescue. Butthurt to the rescue. I'm offended, yes, I'm offended. I'm so offended, so damned offended, because I don't have anything better to do.
Just like a couple of crack whores, we're aborting this bitch. It's the Bro Rons Podcast. I am Big D.
And I am Little R.
And we used to bring you the best in the world of stupid news.
That's right. Today it's all serious stupid news. Or the worst in stupid news.
That's right. At this point, who cares?
Who cares?
I'd like to say thanks to the G-Man for calling in there. And man, let us know how it goes on Mars, because we might be going up there soon.
I'm a little jealous. I kind of like pink custard.
Well, you know.
I know that sounds weird. I know, but just the thought of it, you know, kind of. It's
it's hard to get in there and replace the spastic fantastic. He's always going to get in there first.
Yeah.
You know, and the number of times I've seen him covered in custard
are too many to count on both hands. Yep. They really are. Yeah. I'm going to miss the little Joker.
Yep. You know, what do you say about him?
I love you, George, in a way that only one man can love another man. You know that.
In that Brokeback Mountain kind of way.
That's right. After the comment about Klondike bars. I owed him.
Well, he was nice enough to at least call you his boo friend before he...
That's true. Oh, God.
Well, folks, don't have a lot to talk about, really, at the get-go of this. I mean, I went out to eat here right before we did this and drank a big 40 ounce of Dos Equis Amber and then got home and ate me one of those special cookies and feeling pretty good.
I'm jealous. Yep, jealous.
Yep, now you've gotten you a new job and gonna be spending time there and making tons of money. And
then buying a camper. I need to send you the video of the camper that we're going to look at, or the link.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a step up from what we have. I can pull it with the truck that I already have.
Yeah. The big question is it going to survive those harsh Alaskan winters?
Probably not. However, it just depends on how much wood I can get cut prior to wintertime. You know, they have like a 4-month window there where you have summer.
Yeah.
So if I can get enough wood cut in that 4 months, I've been watching plenty of television shows on it. I know that I have 4 months to get all the food for the eight months of darkness and cold.
Yeah.
And all the wood cut. And I'm going to have to get me about 100 dogs.
Just 100. That's not bad.
I think we'll be able to survive like that.
Well, you know, PETA's going to be at your doorstep tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, what's another one? I had AT&T here the other day trying to sell me internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. At 1,000 meg, what is it, megabits per second?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure of it. Really? Yeah. Have you ever heard of fiber optics? Yeah. We can get 1,000. I thought, yeah, okay.
You can get 1,000 kilobytes.
Good luck with the hard sale, guys. It was a couple of young dudes fresh out of college. This is probably the sales job because they have a business degree like my youngest one did. It's about like one of the jobs he almost bid on straight out of college.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Speaking of wood, while you're collecting it, I'll be rubbing mine.
Okay, you can do that.
Hopefully it doesn't spark a fire.
Don't get any splinters.
But anyway. Bro Ron's podcast.
This is Carl from Arkansas.
Carl, it's been a while.
I heard you two dumbasses were quitting this show. I'm sure gonna miss you.
Well, Carl, I would say the same, but I don't think that I can reciprocate that same feeling. Thank you for calling, though.
Man, thanks, Carl. I really appreciate it.
Not you, Big D. You're a bitch. You knew the number of hours I spent here at Happy Acres jacking it to Little R's voice. That's good stuff. Better than biscuit and mushroom.
You're making me a little uncomfortable there, Carl.
Like in the back seat of a Volkswagen.
No, like can like grossed out from the thought of one man diddling with himself thinking about another man's voice.
Some people call it a pecker. I call it my sling blade. Anyway, just wanted to say that you guys are funny. Not funny, ha-ha. Funny queer.
Get off the phone.
All right, Carl. What the hell?
Boy, it must take all kinds.
Happy Acres. I'll probably be spending some time there for long.
Probably. I'll come break you out on the weekends.
Sounds good.
Maybe steal your cookies.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, since we're going to be leaving and, you know, it's obviously going to leave a huge gap in your souls out there in listener land.
Yeah.
I want to talk about some podcasts that I really like and that I want to recommend.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it because I'm not a real big podcast listener. There is one or two that I listen to on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah.
But go ahead. I would say that mine are probably in there with yours. I'll hit the high note whenever you mention the ones that I listen to.
All right. I'm going to guess that most of these people probably don't listen to ours, and that's fine. You know, I don't care because I think they make good stuff. And so I'm going to throw that out there. And actually, some of these people do listen to ours. But anyway, I'm going to start out with one called Who's Right with Doug and Anthony. It may be the best worst show I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
If you haven't heard this, these two guys, it's their shtick is that their podcast is so bad.
Okay.
And so, like, in the middle of a thought, they'll just say, fuck it, and move on to something else. Or, you know, they'll be talking about a story and just say, I don't really care about this. And then they'll move on. And it's funny to me, you know, and they make fun of themselves and they make fun of other stuff. And it just, I don't know. It's hilarious to me. And there are times when they get really mad at one another and that just makes it even funnier for me. So,
okay.
If you haven't heard Who's Right, and really their sound quality's not bad, but the thing is, like, they pride themselves on doing very little editing. You know, Anthony coughs all the time. They just, I mean, it's just, it's the best worst podcast I've ever heard.
Okay.
Now another one, and I know you probably listen to this one, is the Mike Jolet Show.
That's it. That's one that I do listen to on a fairly regular basis. Yes.
Yeah. Love Mike.
I like the silly commercials.
Yeah, the silly commercials are great. He's after our own heart on that one. And
yeah,
short and punchy. And that's what I like about it. His podcasts usually are only about anywhere between 7 and 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
And you get a good chuckle out of it and, you know, move on. It's good for just a short, quick listen that'll make you laugh.
Right.
Now, another one was one that used to be called the Couch Potato Files, and now it's changed to the Mole Man Show.
Okay.
And he does odd, maybe paranormal news with hauntings and aliens, a lot of alien stuff that right. he does. But he pokes fun at it while he's doing it, and a lot of them are pretty freaking funny. Now, for a while, he was doing more kind of a serious On This Day, and then he also did like a series in October of serial killers.
Okay.
And so that was a pretty good run right there, too, even though it was kind of a change of pace for what he was doing.
Right.
But it's still, man, really good show. Another one that I gotta highly recommend. And then to round out all those crazy suckers out there in Surprise, Arizona, there's Odd Dad Out.
I've listened to a couple of episodes of that. He's pretty good. There's not really a straightforward format. It could be anything he might talk about.
Yeah, it's random life is what right. he usually talks about. And then he does some silly news, too. And he usually does some recommendations for podcasts. And I found a couple of podcasts from listening to him that I enjoy. And, you know, again, that's another good one to give a listen. Now, the next one is one of my favorites. It's called Miserable Retail Slave.
Never heard it.
Oh, folks, if you have not heard this podcast, the way I would describe it is that it's like Clerks, the movie Clerks on a podcast.
Okay.
Anyway, so Randy and Tommy, you just, again, it's a lot of self-deprecating humor.
Okay.
And they call it the Big Dumb Podcast. And so they refer to it as. And it's, like I said, it very much has that Clerks vibe to it. And you can't go wrong with an episode of Miserable Retail Slave, because they do, like, one of the things they do is missed connections. And he finds some of the most screwed up missed connections that you're going to hear, that people actually put in, like, you know, an advertisement for a missed okay. connection. It's great. Right. And then you have the Naked Porch Podcast. Again, love that show. Love the guys that are on it. Ray and his wife and his best friend all do this show. And, you know, Ray's helped me out a lot. I've asked him a lot of questions. Ray has always, you know, been willing to say, yeah, you know, maybe try this or try that or, you know, whatever. And I really appreciate him a lot. And their show, again, man, their show is funny. I was on one episode of it where during the middle of the show, a spider came down and he's deathly afraid of spiders. He like got up in the middle of the cast and he's screaming like a girl. And so I just bust into like National Geographic narrator guy where I'm talking about the spider attacking him. And the whole time his wife is like, you big pussy. If you haven't heard that show, man, again, check that out. I got a lot of them, so bear with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Hashtag Blackout Podcast, which we run an advertisement for them, you know, right, just about every episode. Those guys, man, again, I like them because they just talk about usually everyday stuff.
Right.
And they're pretty funny and it's always entertaining. You know, I'm big about voices. I kind of connect to a voice and I just connect with their voices. They, you know, I can just sit and listen to them. And there's some podcasts that are like that. And the next one's like that too, Drift and Ramble. If you haven't heard Drift and Ramble, do yourself a favor and listen to this cast. It's stories and the history of the Old West.
Okay.
And the guy, Steve, he does it in a storytelling manner. The way he does it, he tells it as a story. And dude, that show, I can binge listen to that show.
Really?
Usually the episodes are somewhere around 30 to 35 minutes long. And I can just listen to episode after episode after episode of that show. I mean, like for me, when I think of a standard for audio and audio production, Drift and Ramble is it.
Okay.
It's up there on top. So again, man, give that one a listen. And then Random Ramblings with Rob. I'm not even going to get into it. Just go check that show out.
Did check out the voicemail he left us on one episode about milk.
Yeah, about titty milk.
About titty milk.
He's crazy.
That's pretty funny.
Out of Houston, he's a nut. He's always at Walmart, always. He does like probably 5 videos a day on Instagram from Walmart. So... just check him out. Another one is a podcast that we were just on recently, Cave Crew Radio.
That's the one I was going to mention. I've watched about 3 or 4 episodes of that or recordings of it. They're really funny guys.
Yeah. DK and Stu and Big B. And the one last night, Big B was in rare form. And I mean,
he's extremely witty.
Yeah. At one point, I just messaged him and said, open up your heart, let that hate out. Because, I mean, he was on a massive rant, and I was dying laughing. When you hear the next podcast I hear him on, all I want to hear is him gurgling in his own blood. That says it all.
Yeah.
DK, man, he's a good guy. He's you know, helped me out on Smoke and Mirrors. He did the intro for us.
Right. He's got an awesome radio voice.
Yeah, he's just got that gravelly, you know, smoke 2 packs a day, just deep broadcaster voice.
Right.
And then Stu from England, he always comes with something out of left field. Just makes you laugh.
He's the odd leg in the three-legged beast.
But he's hilarious.
He is.
He reminds me of our nephew, James, where he'll just kind of sit back and wait for that moment to drop a bomb on you.
You know, and I had always kind of wished that we could have gotten James on here with us at some point. Because of just that, you never know what's going to come out. And it's going to be totally out of left field, but hilarious at the same time.
And of course, the next podcast is one that actually stars Stu, which is called The Podcast Factor. And he's only got 3 episodes on it, but he's done a good job with it. And I mean, if you're looking for podcasts to listen to, that's where to go. Go to the Podcast Factory, because he listens to he listens to over 100 podcasts.
Wow.
So, and he recommends podcasts that he listens to. I mean, the ones he likes, he's going to recommend on the show. And he does it in different genres. So he's done comedy a couple of times, and then he just did one that's true crime. And I mean, you're always going to get something out of that show where you hear another show and you're like, oh, okay, I want to check those guys out.
Right.
And then two more. One is Now in Technicolor, which is, of course, our nephew, John.
Right.
And he's fired back up and running again. So, you know, he talks about mostly old movies. He doesn't really do new movies. I mean, you can go anywhere and listen to a review of, you know,
of a new movie,
but he does stuff. I mean, he'll do stuff from the 40s and the 50s all the way up to, you know, the 2000s. So,
right, right.
Give him a listen, man. It's worth a go. And then last but not least, just check out the guys in the PCEU. I mean, we've been a part of that network for what, like 3 months now.
Right.
And, you know, I've kind of formed some relationships with some of the guys, and, you know, just there's 10 podcasts in there. So you're bound to find something that you're going to like. And, you know, that's kind of all, other than, you know, saying, hey, buy a studio set of studio headphones. I love mine. $99 and less.
Right. Reasonably priced.
Yep. Got good sound quality. So far, I have not ran the battery out yet. Charge it up one really? Time. Yep. Haven't had the battery run out yet. So, man, they're good. I mean, they're good headphones. And go ahead and check them out. If you go to there right now to studio.com and you put in the bro, or just put in Brorons, Brorons, and you'll get a 15% discount on those headphones. So check them out.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, at $99, that's darn near 15. Well, that's $15.
$15 off. Yeah. So yeah. You're talking about, you know, $85 for a pair of headphones that I'd put up against a set of Beats.
Right.
So, and Beats are, you know, $199 or $200-something for their top of the line.
Right.
So, hey, check those guys out. All right. Let's get to what everybody came here for. Stupid
stories. Yeah.
From Investigation Discovery, Dhaka, Bangladesh, a 20-year-old man reportedly stripped naked, watched porn on his laptop, and attacked airline crew members during a Malindo Air flight from Malaysia to Bangladesh. Once the plane hit an altitude of 10,000 feet, the unidentified passenger reportedly took off all of his clothes and fired up a hardcore sex video on his computer, ignoring all those around him, according to a witness.
Now, if you see what we've done here, folks, we've come full circle back to flinging gravy on an airplane.
That's it. I was going to mention that. I wonder if this is one of this guy's relatives. A long-lost Malaysian relative.
I was a little worried it was Saad for a while.
That's the first thing that went into my head whenever I read over this. A crew member quickly and quietly asked the man to get dressed. He complied, but not before another traveler snapped a photo of him that has since made the rounds on social media. Shortly thereafter, a witness told the press, "There was some commotion at the toilet area over there, and it turned out that he was a harassing a stewardess."
this Indian guy sounds very Southern.
Yeah. Well, they all do, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Later on, the man apparently tried to hug a different flight attendant. "Come here, baby." When the head of the cabin crew attempted to defuse the situation, they could have used a better word there, the passenger reportedly got belligerent and attacked one of the airline employees. From there, crew members and other passengers physically restrained the troublemaker. They used a piece of cloth to bind his hands for the duration of the flight that only turned him on even more. Yeah. That last part I added.
He thought he was sword fighting.
That's right. Upon landing, Bangladesh authorities took the passenger into custody. Malindo Air, subsequently issued an official statement. The crew on board followed the standard operating procedure in restraining the passenger from causing further disruption on board the flight. The disruptive passenger was accompanied by a DACA security team upon arrival, and he has been put to jail by the authorities there. The airline will continue to stay vigilant to ensure passengers travel soundly. Witnesses said that prior to the plane taking off, nothing indicated that the passenger in question would present any kind of problem. When asked why he did it, the man said,
"Yeah, one of my supervisors wanted to talk to you. He's a pornographer. He already made the porn with Audrey Bitoni and Sonny Leone and all that."
It's our friend from Microsoft.
My God, how the heck did he get all the way there? Okay.
He was going over to make the porn with the Sonny Leone.
With the Sonny Leone. And then, do you and your wife make pornography? God. All right, folks. If you haven't heard the episode where I think it was Butter in the Loaf.
Yeah, 34. Butter in the Loaf.
This really happened. This wasn't something that we set up. This dude calls my house. It's a telemarketer, calls my house, claiming to be from Microsoft, saying that I had a virus on my computer. And it ended up going haywire, mostly because I hate telemarketers. But it was pretty doggone funny.
It may have been the greatest accidental thing we've ever had on the show.
I think it was.
I could have had that guy on the phone all day and just recorded it.
I just got mad, boy. I've never gotten that mad at one of them. He just refused to hang up. I've never experienced that before. I can usually get him to hang up pretty fast.
The best part is when he told you, "Yes, I will call you back."
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Well, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. From crimefeed.com. Tempe police arrested Robert Karnoff, 49, for strolling through a local Walmart clad in gold glitter makeup, gold shoes, and nothing else. Allegedly, Karnoff had meth in his possession. Well, here's a big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
If he was hiding it, the cops didn't specify where. He also confessed to having consumed drugs that day and said two companions had dropped him off in his condition because they thought it would be funny for him to be naked.
Well, and it was. Yeah, they were right.
Those are the friends you need to keep.
Or kill.
Arrest records indicated that Karnoff had been busted for meth in January 2016. But the case was tossed after he completed a drug treatment program just 1 week prior to popping in on the people of Walmart. Karnoff now faces charges of indecent exposure, public sexual indecency, and possession of dangerous drugs. Man, that gold dust really will do anything these days.
Yeah.
Poor gold dust. His career's in the crapper.
He actually, I turned it over to USA the other night, and he was in the ring with John Cena.
God almighty.
Anyway. I feel bad for him.
I don't.
Okay. From Gizmodo.com. I hope I pronounced that right. Gizmodo. The Utah State Bar is very confused as to how it emailed a picture of some titties. I like some of them tig old bitties. To lawyers throughout the state and is investigating how the image was included alongside content promoting its 2018 Spring Convention in St. George.
Hey, if something's going to get you to go, it's going to be titties.
It's going to be titties. Yep. I'll follow titties anyway.
Sounds what mounds.
Thank you, Dad.
Yep.
Bar Communications Director Matt Page told the Salt Lake Tribune that they are aware of the situation and investigating how it got out. and added that when he generated the graphic advertising the convention, there was no breast included. The good news, for anyone concerned that the image may have accidentally come from someone at the bar's cell phone photo directory, is that it looks an awful lot like a generic boob image pulled from the web. Now, here's my question.
Okay.
What does a generic boob look like?
Well,
a bottle?
just looks like a regular old titty.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Was it that's round? Was it teardrop shaped?
That's like my
wife
says.
Were they big? Were they small?
I don't understand your attraction to boobs. They're just boobs. Everybody's got them. No, but they're all different.
Yeah. Not everybody's got them. I don't have them.
I don't have any titties. I got boobies, but not titties. According to Deseret, D-E-S-E-R-E-T. How do I pronounce that?
Who cares?
Okay. According to Deseret News, the focus of the bar's investigation is into whether the image was attached by someone in the organization or, let's be honest, less likely, that they were hacked by parties unknown.
I bet it was Russian hackers.
It probably was. They probably got in there while they was hacking all them email accounts.
Yep.
And went on and put a titty on here. Just a generic one, though.
Just a generic one, yep.
Yep. Alliance for a Better Utah Policy and Advocacy Council, Chase Thomas, told Desert News, wait a minute, there's some typos in here that
is
horrible.
Yeah, but that's not my fault.
Oh, well, that's true. Alliance for a Better Utah Policy and Advocacy Council, Chase Thomas, told Desert News, he was sitting in the House gallery at the state capitol when he received the message adding, he was expecting a routine email I would most likely scroll through and delete, but I had to scroll through and delete a lot faster than I initially anticipated, especially after I did that double take and had to go back and look at it four times.
This guy is a real card.
As a side note, I will be signing up to take the Utah State Bar Exam.
There you go.
In just about another couple weeks.
You too can receive titty emails.
Titty pictures. That's right. titty texts. Every once in a while, I like one of the bum. And then this would have been over. It's real, like, suntanny and oiled up. And then, you know, about every sixth day, I like one like that.
So you're going to give them a specific request.
Yeah. My phone number is 555-555-5555.
Yeah, that sounds good. From News 7 Boston. Have an old iPhone that needs to be fixed? If you're a Republican, the used Apple store in Derry, New Hampshire says look elsewhere.
I read this story. I'm glad you put this one last because these people are idiots.
Yeah, oh, you ought to see the video for it. I almost pulled the audio from the video to play during this. This guy is a complete butthurt wanker.
But okay. He's a great businessman.
Yeah. We feel that they're the greatest threat currently in the world, said Billy Williams, the store owner.
Even more dangerous than anthrax.
That's right. They're dangerous.
Dangerous.
The store detailed the Republican ban in a Facebook post, which read in part, we say no thank you to any Republican. If you affiliate with the Republican Party, you are not welcome in our store.
Get thee out, Satan.
That's right. Get behind me, Satan, and make sure to
my store. Don't even come in my door.
The store went as far as to call Republicans evil.
See, I told you.
Evil.
Evil.
You have an uptight, closed energy, negative aura to you. Almost evil. And to be honest, usually evil. At least that's what my chakra stones told me. Said.
My mood ring changed colors whenever you walked in here.
Right. Channel 7's Kim Lucy asked Williams to explain himself. I think if they're not evil, there's a reason they're siding with it. So I think they're non-discretionary. That's what I would call it. William said when asked if he thought all of the nearly 300,000 Republicans in New Hampshire were evil.
They may not be evil, but they're evil by association.
That's right. Evil.
Evil.
William says the store is not affiliated with the Apple company, and if he claimed he was, they would have him killed. And
they would tie him to a tree and make him stay there till he kissed it long and hard.
And usually services older products that Apple will no longer fix. He says despite the backlash, he stands by the original post. It isn't money that matters so much with these things. It is when you're in business.
Or if you're starving.
Yeah. If you really believe that something should happen, you should stand up for that and make it happen, William said.
I can agree with that, but yeah. Don't be stupid.
The store is currently closed.
See?
Williams doesn't have a date for when it will reopen, but says it'll probably be after he quits being a butthurt little bitch.
Yeah, which will be never. He'll lose the lease. And then he'll have to go fix phones on a street corner someplace out of his car. And nobody likes a street car dwelling phone fixer.
He'll be like those guys on the side of the road selling fur coats.
We'll fix your phone for food. That's terrible.
Who cares? All right.
So, the Bro Rons, a podcast that nobody thought would last 10 episodes, probably shouldn't have lasted 3, and actually lasted around 40. Congratulations, guys. But sadly to say, today will apparently be the last recording. It's Pete here, all the way from the UK, long-time listener. And I guess a podcast about idiots and, well, just complete dickheads, complete bellends that I suppose in truth probably could last forever. But I guess when you talk about it for so long, it starts to really get you down. So I understand why you guys have had enough of talking about these imbeciles that sadly frequent our Earth. And unfortunately, at the moment, it feels like there's more of them than there are of... I'm going to say us, but that sounds really, really arrogant of me. But there we go. It's because I'm an arrogant prick. Two backward hicks who I've gotten to know fairly well over time. Sad to see you guys off the airwaves. But there'll always be idiots about, so I suppose we can all make our own Bro Rons episodes. At times, there have been times when I've not found certain things funny and I haven't understood other things, but I think in the most part, it's been an enjoyable, is that the right word when you're talking about complete pricks in this world, podcast to listen to and some genuinely funny moments. And I think really, truly, the moments where you guys are absolutely wetting yourselves with laughter. You know, that to me is always the nice part of the podcast, but it's a very sad day and I feel like I'm tearing up now. I really feel like I need to say something. How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us laugh always am back. If we get to see tomorrow, I hope it's worth all the wait. And it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I don't know where this road is going to lead. All I know is where we've been and what we've been through. Ooh. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever's gone away. And it's so hard to say goodbye. to the Bro-Rons. Oh, God, it's such a sad day. Smoke and Mirrors podcast. Ah, fuck it. I'll listen to that instead.
Hey, that's a bullshit!
Here it is, folks. Our very last
Cretan Award. And who better to get this Cretan Award than the social media platform, Facebook?
Yep.
Facebook has apologized for a survey that asked users for their opinion on allowing pedophiles to solicit sexual pictures from children on said platform. What morons. The Guardian reported on a small survey designed to gauge users' opinions on Facebook policy. Alongside questions about topics like violent extremism, it asked how users would handle a private message in which an adult man asks a 14-year-old girl for sexual pictures. Let's see, I would find him and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
One possible answer was, this content should be allowed on Facebook, and I would not mind seeing it. Why? I don't even understand. Well, never mind. We'll get into this.
Yeah.
Facebook VP of product, Guy Rosen, tweeted an apology for the question, saying it shouldn't have been part of this survey.
Rosen said this survey wasn't meant to decide Facebook's stance on pedophilia. We run surveys to understand how the community thinks about how we set policies, he said. But this kind of activity is and will always be completely unacceptable on Facebook.
If that's the case, why even run the survey?
Exactly. We regularly work with authorities if identified. It shouldn't have been part of this survey. That was a mistake. The Guardian published another statement from Facebook which said that we understand this survey refers to offensive content that is already prohibited on Facebook and that we have no intention of allowing. So, we have stopped the survey. No, you were putting feelers out to see if people would think this was okay.
Well, that either that or possibly the people that is there a way to track the people that may have said they thought it was okay, and then the authorities go in and snag these guys?
But I don't think that's what it was for.
Well, I don't think that you can do that legally either.
Well, the survey questions asked users to imagine an ideal world where you could set Facebook's policies and state whether they'd be okay with seeing that content, whether they would allow it but wouldn't want to see it, or whether they would ban it from the platform. In a follow-up question, Facebook asked whether Facebook users or outside experts should be in charge of making these calls. It seems pretty clear that Facebook was simply looking for an example of extremely offensive content, but the survey still implies that letting pedophiles solicit minors on Facebook is up for debate.
Yeah, you can't come back and say, well, this isn't our policy. And that will never allow this to happen. And then say, hey, we want to know if you think it's okay or not.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they're doing. They're gauging to see what they're going to be able to get away with in the future.
Right.
That's what they're doing. And the fact that they would use pedophilia as an example.
Who even would have thought of that?
Some
has got to be screwed up in the head. Freaking
pedophile that was hoping that somebody would say, oh, yeah, you know, you should do this.
It has to be.
God almighty.
That's the only way it makes any kind of sense.
Facebook, the platform that's been ruining friendships and tearing families apart since 2003.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cretans.
So, you know, the other day I put a call out on Twitter.
Right.
I said, hey, you know, if you want to send us in something and tell us we suck or tell us you're glad we're leaving or tell us you're going to be sad we're leaving or whatever, send it in. And I got quite a few of them here. So, you know, including that call that we got at the beginning of the episode. But
right.
I want to start this out with one of our really good friends that we went to go visit in one episode, Stephen Hawking.
I wouldn't necessarily call him a good friend.
Well, no, he slapped us around and
sent some pretty bad things.
Yeah, our tails between our legs. So, but you know, I'm thinking that maybe he might have something good to say since we're leaving.
Okay.
Greetings and salutation, little dick and loose rectum. This is your old buddy, Stephen Hawking. Today is a great day as you two are going off the air for good, I only can hope. I was so happy when I heard the news that I orgasmed for the first time in 40 years. My housekeeper spent a week cleaning the jizz dust out of my sad pants in office. I just want to say one last time what a pleasure it has been to have you in my life. The same pleasure that ALS has brought me, you know, stolen my mobility, my erection, my ability to talk, fuck, and wheel away from things without the use of batteries. Funny we are same, and I can't move without batteries, and your wife's can't orgasm without theirs. Cosmic, I never will forget you, big D, you lazy boner knob, or you little R, you slimy dick biscuit. Hawking out, bitches.
That's everything I expected from Stephen and more.
Me too. At least I'm glad we were able to allow him to experience the only orgasm he's ever had in his life.
Yeah. Or at least in the last 40 years.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was a shame that his maid, it took her a whole week to clean it out of his sad pants.
Dick biscuit.
We got one from General Sid. Not real sure who that is, but you know, me apparently either. They like the show, so they sent us a farewell.
Hey everybody, this is General Sid. I just wanted to send in a quick little message and tell y'all about the greatest podcast ever that come out of Tennessee. Yeah, it's the Brorons. They are fabulous. You gotta check them out. Hey, dude, they're done. It's the last one. No friggin' way. Yeah, they're done. Fuck me running. All right, everybody. Well then, what am I supposed to say?
I don't know. They did a good job.
Well, they didn't.
That's pretty harsh, dude.
How's about, the Brorons. Yeah. I've heard better noises coming out of pigs.
Squeal, squeal.
I'm pretty sure I have too.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. True.
I don't know quite what to say.
Yeah, that was, you know, he found out we weren't going to be on anymore and he turned on us just like that.
Yeah. I just don't understand.
Yep. All right.
I thought I was going to cry there for a second.
Yeah, I did too.
And then, bam.
Just punched you right in the face.
Yeah, I'm just mad.
Yeah. All right, well, here's Doug from the Who's Right podcast. Maybe he's got something nice to say.
Hey, this is Doug from Who's Right. I just wanted to say thanks for the support and the laughs. Hope to keep in touch. Bye, bitches. That sounded fucking stupid. I'm going to do that over. Bye, guys. That's better.
Wow, thanks, Doug, for sending in maybe the lamest phone call we got.
Yeah. I was hoping for so much more.
Yeah.
Those 20 seconds of, well, okay, see you around, guys. Bye-bye. Really? After we put hours and hours of blood, sweat, and tears into this thing?
He's never listened to a single episode.
Oh, well, maybe that's the reason. No, let's just say thanks a lot for the really nice gesture.
Yeah, I can't really say I blame him. All right. Well, hey, look, we got one too from our buddy Mike Jolitz.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Big D, little R, it's Mike Jolitz here.
I'm sad to hear you guys are going to be leaving. The Bro-Rons are going to be no more.
It's about time.
Really had a blast listening to you guys and being on your show and interacting with the two of you guys. It's just been a ball.
It's like getting throat punched.
Going to miss you guys. Maybe not. Little R, have fun in Alaska, growing out that beard and shit. Trying not to get raped by some polar bears and some Eskimos. You know, that sort of fun stuff. Just, I don't know. Sad to see you guys go. I understand why. You suck. Hated every show. I stuck needles in my cock the whole time listening to it. I've had more fun at the proctologist getting fisted and, you know, having a dog lick my taint and the cat afterwards. You know, that's kind of rough on the tongue, but, you know, some good feeling there. Yeah, so, all right. Bro Rons, love you guys. You're awesome. It's been...
not bad. I've done shittier things.
So enjoyable for...
your three fans.
What, almost 2 years, I guess, of listening to you guys. And just, guys are awesome. Love you guys. Love the Bro Rons! Alrighty. Hey, guys, if you could do me a favor, I know you're leaving and all, but go ahead and tell all your fans to become my fans. Because, I mean, they should have been anyway to begin with. You know, being that I've been at this longer and, you know, I'm better. In all seriousness, guys, you guys did a fabulous show. It's been a ball. I hope maybe someday you guys will come back and the world's a better, less shitty place. And we can hear the Bro Rons again. Peace out, bitches. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Finally, an honest guy.
Yeah, those are some mighty nice underhanded compliments. Yeah.
I enjoyed every single one of them.
I did too, but I think he gave us too much credit on the number of fans we had.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe at one point. Now, though, remind me to send him a picture of my asshole later. Yeah.
We're really going out on top. All right. Okay, let's go to the next one here. We got one from John from Now in Technicolor.
All right.
Hey, Big D. Hey, Laura. This is John, Jay Lost a Day from Now in Technicolor. Man, y'all, this is a sad, sad day in podcasting history. I love this show. I've been listening to it since episode one. You two are great. I've helped contribute at least a few things here and there on a couple episodes. And had a great time. And honestly, man, I love you guys. The show has been amazing. And over the 2 years, this has been one thing that honestly, every time it comes out, seriously brightens my day and adds that little bit of laughter that I need to make it through for a little while. So this being the end kind of sucks. I understand, you know, everything kind of has to come to a conclusion at times, but seriously gonna super miss the stories and the goofiness and the accents. Gonna really miss the accents. You know, Big D is the master of accents. So, I mean, this is just sad, y'all. This is terrible. Y'all are great, and I understand, though. But I think I've got somebody else that wants to come in here and say something to you.
Well, you remember me? I said you sucked there that one time, and I feel terrible about it. Mary's with the dog was just getting on my nerves, and it was terrible. I mean, yeah. But seriously, you guys are great. Oh, I'm seriously going to miss you.
Anybody else? Despite the fact that you talk crap about the man gravy wrestling, I'm going to have to give you a pass because you two blokes were just amazing. I really, really love you guys, and sad to see you go.
Well, you know, guys, this is just a terrible, heinous act, and I really don't see the need for it, but there's nothing we can do about it, so just keep your heads up, and if anyone gives you any guff, just give them a little slop.
All right, so there's a few guys that are going to miss the show along with me. And you know what, guys? Love y'all. Have loved the show. Sorry to see it go. But, hey, it is what it is. Y'all, just keep it colorful. We love y'all. And take care.
First off, John had to say those things because, you know, we were there when he popped out of his mom's vagina.
That's true. That's true. This great big head was squeezing out of that orifice. And I'm going to say I love you too, John.
Yep.
In all seriousness. Thank you for the awesome phone call there.
Yeah. And don't think I don't see what you're doing trying to move on me as the greatest voice character
voices
of all time.
I'm telling you, he's pretty awesome.
Yep.
That was pretty awesome. The man gravy wrestlers.
The white trash Sean Connery was the best. I love you, bud. All right, let's see who we got next. Yeah, the guys from PCU sent us a goodbye here.
All right.
All right, breaking news. This just in, the Bro-Rons podcast leaving the PCEU like a little bitch? Is this true, Man Crush? Tell me what's going on.
It's true. They are pod fading. And I was actually going to just write this in a letter, but then I remembered that Daryl wouldn't be able to read it. Can't see it.
That's tough.
Hey, low blows come in many forms, but this is one. We are losing a good group in the Bro Ron and Daryl.
Yeah, we are sad to see the Bro Ron leave the podcasting world. Where am I going to get my news from now? When I want the hard news and the truth, you got to go to the Bro Ron.
Well, they'll be missed. And if they ever want to come back, there's still a home for you, the PCU, and we'll be talking to you every day. So shoot us a message, man. We'll miss you.
You know, I always heard Mark liked it hard.
Yeah. Yeah. You've told me that several times.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
I'm a social media moron.
I hear he's always looking at that Chicks with Dicks paranormal site.
It was funny you say that. We were just talking about that before we started recording.
Yeah. If you haven't heard of that, folks, you need to go check that out. It's on YouTube. Just look up Chicks with Dicks paranormal. Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got. Oh man, we got one in from Stu. Stu sent us a song.
Oh wow.
Can't wait to hear this.
Oh, I heard the news today, and I know this may sound gay, but there's one thing I must say before you go. I love you, Bro Rons. I'll be thinking of you every time I hear silly news. Now iTunes will move on, but Bro Rons, you shouldn't be gone. But you keep me hanging on for one more episode. Oh, I love you, Bro Rons. With your mental twisted ways, will you promise that you'll save your downloads for me? Save all your downloads for me. Bye-bye, Bro Rons. Bye-bye. Oh, don't cry, listeners. Don't cry. When they walk out the door, I'm sure they'll be back for more. Downloads for me. Save all those downloads for me.
That's awesome.
So long, Bro Rons. So long. Hang on, Bro Rons. Hang on. Oh, you're making me sound gay. I replay Bro Rons every day. And I have your picture here.
Oh, no.
Hanging on my bedroom wall. But I count seconds till I'm home looking at you. I love you. It's true. You're so funny, can't you see? Won't you reconsider for me? Downloads for me, save all them downloads for me.
Oh
Don't cry, listeners, don't cry. Cause when they walk out the door, I'm sure they'll be back for more. Don't cry. Oh, no, I can't do this anymore. Bye-bye, Bro Rocks, I love you. Bye-bye.
That was moving. All I need now is some toilet paper. Save your downloads for me.
Stu.
That was awesome.
You, sir, are a legend.
And a genius. You should possibly try going into songwriting. That was awesome. I'm highly impressed. We've got some members of our family that actually work in the music business.
You know,
we'll get Bobby to forward that to her dad.
In the world of tribute songs,
uh-huh,
that stands head and shoulders above the rest.
Yes, it does.
Thanks, Steve. All right, and we got one more that's coming in from DK, and then we'll wrap this show up.
Hey, everybody. This is DK. Take, I don't know, 47 hate mail to the Bro Ron show. They said we could send it, so I thought I'd give it a try. You know, I was listening to the show last week, probably like the rest of you, laughing my ass off, having a good time, peeing my pants, as always. And then they dropped a bomb on us and told us that this was going to be the last show. And I'm like, really? No, this has to be another joke, like when Mike Jolietz came on and hosted the show, or when they apologized to everybody for hurting their feelings, or whatever went on. And, you know, for 2 years, every other Tuesday, it didn't matter what was going on in my life. The wife just left me for the milkman. The company just shut down. We're under nuclear alert from something, or Trump just put some kind of a boycott on Canada. Nothing ever mattered, because I knew that I could throw my headphones on and those two hicks from Tennessee, the Bro-Rons, they would always be there. This kills me on so many levels. Number one, as a fan. And maybe as listeners, we just waited too long to say, hey, we love you. But also as a guy that creates other shows, I always use the Bro-Rons podcast as a level of where I had to be. What were they doing? How were they pushing the needle to the next level? How did I have to adapt to get to that, what they were doing? And I'm going to miss it. Yeah, I'm going to go on, but I'm really going to miss you guys. Hate mail, disappointment, call it what you will. I had the pleasure of having you guys on Cave Crew Radio about, maybe it's a month ago now. It was one of the best times I ever had. Little R, Big D, you'll never know how high I put you on a pedestal in the podcast business. When it came down to doing things right, you guys figured it out. You guys did it. And we're going to miss you. But we're going to carry on. And like great rock bands or great actors, Shakespeare, whatever it be, let it know that you left your mark on this business. And the benchmark will always be, what would the Bro-Rons have done? How would they have shaken things up? And that's going to move us to the next level. Now I'm going to embarrass myself. And I threw this little thing together for you. Mm-hmm. little thing I gotta tell you guys. You're both fucking hicks and cunts. Goodbye, 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 old friends. Until we meet again. Big D, Lila, and the Bro Ron Show. Our number one until the end. Goodbye, 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 old friends. Until we meet again. Big D, little R, and the Bro Ron Show. Our number one until the end. Number one until the end, motherfuckers.
Dream.
What happened, baby?
Oh, I dreamed that Rob and I did this comedy podcast for like 2 years, and we wrote skits and we did stupid news and we actually made people laugh.
Yeah, that definitely must have been a dream because everybody knows you're not funny. Now, would you please shut up and go back to sleep?
All right.